I'm torn between what is the obvious that I think. Listen, guys, I don't know if they're playing for Deshaun right now. I really don't. I don't know if they're playing for Kevin either. But this was a very winnable game for the Cleveland Browns, and I can tell you exactly when they lost it. It was somewhere between first and goal at the 8 and Kevin Stefanski's decision to kick a field goal from 31 yards and trust the defense to get a stop with 4 minutes left and give them the ball back. And I'll be honest with you, there's a part of me that thought about coming out and just saying, this is on Kevin. That's bad math. You were in the red zone even after the two false starts and the lack of execution. You were right there at the 13. And I know it's a zero-sum game. You either get into the end zone or you turn over on downs. But I'll be honest with you guys, it wasn't just about Kevin Stefanski. And when you have a false start on third and goal at the 3, inexcusable. Okay, well, that's a rookie. Then Deshaun has the incompletion to David Njoku. It is going to be fourth and goal from the 8. And then Jed Wills, who I actually got to say, like, I didn't think Jed played that poorly yesterday. I know my bar is super low here. I actually had one of my favorite moments of Jed Wills as a Cleveland Brown when Nick Harris clearly blew out his leg, whatever that is. And Nick Harris, who's been bitten by the injury bug, is as bad as anybody I've ever seen. Any time that guy gets a chance, injury. And so to see Jed Wills go up to, you know, Nick Harris in the cart and love him up in a real way when Nick Harris was breaking down actually made me really like Jed for about 5 minutes. And then I kept watching the game. But I really will say, like, I thought that was a great moment. You know, it's funny. Like, I really don't feel all that bad out of this game. A lot of it is because I expected to lose. A lot of it is because it kind of went where I expected it to go. But the other part is, okay, I can sell myself on Myles Garrett making a huge play. Ronnie McLeod getting another touchdown. The Jed moment with Nick Harris. But Jed being the guy that commits the false start on fourth and goal to make it fourth and goal to 13. If it's not one of those two things, then it's Kevin's decision-making. And listen, I understand that Kevin is grasping at straws. You know, Kevin keeps saying, and here's the thing that I really do think this bears paying attention here. The number one thing that I've heard about Kevin Stefanski, the number one reason why Kevin Stefanski is here in allegedly in a bad way. And one of the things that is thought to be a reason why Kevin Stefanski is a two-time coach a year is that he's the same guy in every scenario. Like, he doesn't buckle under pressure. I think we're seeing Kevin Stefanski buckle under pressure. And whether that's the weight of being forced to play Deshaun Watson, whether that's the weight of playing Deshaun Watson in an offense that just clearly is not working, whether that is having literally nothing to go to on offense. I mean, even yesterday, they ran the ball better than they had. Guys, it was 100 yards and 25 carries. That's fine, but you didn't really have any explosive plays. Your best run of the game was Deontay Foreman, and that got called back for a holding penalty, which I thought was complete trash, by the way. I thought Deontay continued to show that if you just keep giving him reps, he might actually give you something. But yeah, I mean, hell, you got some good run out of Pierre Strong. But like, the best thing offensively was either 10 for 10 with Deshaun late in the game, or it was a running game. And so, like, I'm loath to put all the loss on Kevin, because that's a gross oversimplification. They lost offensively the same way they've lost every game. Deshaun isn't good enough. There aren't enough explosive plays. The running game isn't good enough, even if it was better. The offensive line was kind of better, but Vic Fangio, the only time Vic Fangio got home is when he decided to send more than four guys. And when he did that, they easily got home. Is that on Deshaun not calling out the blitzes? Is it on the center not calling out the blitzes? Is it on both? I don't know. I think if you go back, and I thought Coach Riz, Lance Reisling, did a great job last week on Cleveland.com, kind of segmenting, all right, these two sacks were on Deshaun, this was on this player, this was on this, this was on this. You can do that every week. And so I'm not, none of this is to suggest that it's easy to win in game. I think where the Browns are really failing is they're just not making any big decisions. It's okay if you want to keep Deshaun out there. You probably should change something somewhere else. All right, Deshaun's going to stay at quarterback, but we're going to have a different play caller. Or, hey, Deshaun's going to stay at quarterback, but we're going to go ahead and run the full Dorsey offense and try and to juggle these two offenses. Okay. These guys on the offensive line don't have a job next week. I don't know. Amari Cooper doesn't play until he remembers how to catch. So I do think what's killing the Browns is not that they're making too many changes. It's that they're making none. But I don't think there was a more catch 22, Kevin Stefanski's in a no-win situation than that fourth and goal at 13. There's no, you don't need three there. And you can try and sell me on, well, you take the three there, and if the defense gets the stop, then you can go ahead and have a chance to win. You still need a touchdown. So in my head, what's easier? Scoring the zero-sum thing, right? Or the all-or-nothing thing. Find the end zone on fourth and 13, fourth and goal from the 13. So find the touchdown there, and then if the defense gets a stop on the other side, then you go play for three. Or you go for three there and likely need 80 yards and a cloud of dust from the offense. And Kevin chose three when he needed seven. When you were 13 yards from the goal. And again, either one of these could have been the wrong answer. But the wrong answer is when you have a chance at the goal line, you got to go for it. And your defense will be, well, no, because you can't trust Deshaun in that situation. He's on the field. Doesn't matter if you can trust him. He's in that opportunity. So unless you're going to put Jameis on the field, which is all anybody wants right now, unless you're going to put Jameis on the field, no, go for the end zone. Because Kevin Stefanski from last year would have the cojones to make that call. I would rather lose on fourth and forever in the red zone at fourth and 13. I have to keep saying these numbers out loud because I feel like we're starting to do Steiner math on this. I'd rather lose going for a touchdown there, even as long as the odds say they are. Yeah, guys, you've been in position to win all year in that situation. Give it a chance. Because settling for three and trusting your defense, guys, the defense had been on the field a lot that game. Either one of them were going to lose you the game. But I think in the event you're looking for that spark, everybody's looking for the spark, getting a 31-yard field goal there in the spark. So my big concern right now, and I think this is something we have to watch from now on, I don't think Kevin is being Kevin every day. I don't think Kevin's steady hand as a play caller or as a head coach, and there are valid reasons for this. So this is not me just teeing off on Kevin. Kevin didn't lose you that game, by the way. It was the two false start. That's the moment. You can give it to Zinter. You can give it to Jed. We can split the difference. I don't really give a damn. But when you're third and goal to three, that's the moment. You cannot have mistakes at that moment. The problem is, Kevin, the offensive coordinator, got jobbed by Kevin, the head coach. Because these mistakes keep happening, and there are no repercussions for mistakes. It's just we're going to keep doing the same damn thing. So is it on Kevin? Is it on Deshaun? Is it on the... It's on all of them. And until one thing changes, you don't have to change everything. One thing changes, none of us are going to expect different results. Darryl Ryder next on 92.3 The Fan.